Make sure that you're in a comfortable place, that nothing requires your attention, and that you switched off any devices that you don't need. First of all, choose a spot just above your chest level and focus on that spot as I count from 1 to 10. As I count, allow your eyes to get tired and tired until they just want to close and move into a better state of relaxation. Now I'll begin to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're halfway there now, feeling deeply relaxed and comfortable. 6, 7, more and more relaxed, deeply relaxed. 8, 9, and 10. If you haven't already closed your eyes, just allow yourself to close them and embrace the healing energy of relaxation. Now allow your mind just to drift for a moment. Allow yourself to drift and imagine that there are 10 stairs in front of you. It's a beautiful staircase, an ornate banister, sweeping steps there, going all the way down in front of you. Looking at the staircase helps your mind and body to relax even deeper. We're going to walk down these stairs together from 10 to 1. Each count invites you to take a step down the stairs with me. Each step moves you into a deeper state of relaxation. Stepping down to 10, feeling calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Stepping down to 9, down to 8, stepping all the way down to 7. Down to 6, deeper and deeper into relaxation, already feeling peaceful and calm. Stepping down to 5, you're halfway there now. Stepping all the way down to 4, very relaxed, very calm. Stepping down to 3, all the way down to 2, all the way down to 1 now, very calm, very relaxed and peaceful. As you get to the bottom of the stairs, you imagine that you're in your very special place. This is a place where you feel safe, secure, calm, and in control. This is a place of safety for you. It could be somewhere you've been physically before, or it could be a place that you imagine within your mind. This is your place of safety, place of calmness, place of relaxation and peace. This is your place where you can heal your mind, a place when you can rewire and process the things that have happened to you. This is a place of healing, a place where you can rebuild, rejuvenate, and replenish your mental well-being. This is your place where you reconnect with your inner strength, your resilience, your fortitude and courage, your new self-concept. As you make yourself very comfortable, you notice there's a tape player there just in front of you. Notice the shape of the tape player and that the tape player has a remote control. The remote control has a volume button, a fast forward button, a pause button, and a rewind button. In your lovely place where you're secure, you're safe and relaxed. With the remote control in your hands, it's time to replay. Replay your new self-concept in order to ingrain every part of it into your subconscious mind and rebuild and build those new neurological pathways, those new neurological wirings in your brain, and to ingrain it into your personality. At any time, you are free to use the control buttons on your remote control. You can increase or reduce the volume. You can rewind. You can pause. You can fast forward. You are in control. Now press the play button and start to visualize and feel the feelings of your new healthy self-identity. I am an advancing soul that is getting better every day and in every way. Every day and in every way, I am getting better. I am moving forward daily towards wholeness and a greater sense of being. Every day, in every way, I am healing. I am getting better. Now I embrace relaxation and being in the present moment, in the here and now. I embrace life and all its gifts and beauty. Every day I notice the beauty of life in gratitude. I live in appreciation and gratitude regarding the many gifts that life has to offer me now, such as beauty, colour, nature, friends and family, music, wonderful food, pets, and many other beautiful things in my world. I refuse to over-notice the negative or over-focus on what might be wrong or what might be wrong with my life or the things around me. I am an advancing soul. I embrace gratitude and positivity in the present moment. This is the new me. Gratitude, awareness, appreciation, and positive noticing. I am an advancing soul that is getting better and better every day in every way. I am healing. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I choose to be on my side. I commit to myself, to my positivity. I commit to my healing. I commit to myself my courage, to my hope, to my well-being and my self-care. I commit to self-acceptance. I commit to my self-compassion. I am a good enough person. I refuse to shame myself. I refuse to trash myself. I refuse to take the side of the inner critics, which only aim to destroy and weaken me. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I accept that I am able to heal and move forward positively. I turn any toxic shame of my past back to where it belongs in my past. It is never mine. It was never mine, but imposed upon me through my experiences, through the trauma I have lived through. It belongs to those who caused my trauma, who caused my pain. I give it back to them. I am a human being that feels normal emotions like any other human being. I refuse to shame myself over normal emotional responses such as sadness, fear, anger, and depression. I am an advancing soul that is getting better and better every day in every way. I am healing. I have the right to make mistakes. Mistakes are nothing but an opportunity to practice self-compassion and self-nurture. Mistakes are opportunities to me to gain wisdom. Making a mistake does not make me a mistake. I do not have to be perfect to earn love, acceptance, and respect. I already love and accept myself in spite of the past. Seeking unreasonable perfection is what the trauma of the past imposed upon me. It was never mine. It is never mine. Now I pass it back to where it belongs, in the past. I am perfectly comfortable with my imperfect self. I am a human being. I am a wonderful human being. I am perfectly comfortable with my imperfections, a mark that I am an advancing soul. I refuse to compare myself adversely to others. I refuse to judge my inside based on their outside. I refuse to criticize myself for not being happy all of the time, or for not being productive all of the time. I am secure in myself. I am secure within myself. I am enough within myself. I am good enough within myself. I do not have to be better in any way before I can deserve my own love, my own self-care and self-compassion. I am already enough. Perfectly comfortable in my imperfect self. I am an advancing soul in every way, in every day. I am getting better and better. I am feeling stronger and more confident. I am healing. I am healing the wounds of the past. I am uncomfortable with nothing. I accept myself unconditionally. I am comfortable with the uncertainties that life brings. I refuse to control the uncontrollable. I refuse to micromanage myself or others. I understand that not all my attempts or desires will positively give me the results I want. Nevertheless, I am still a worthy and lovable person. I refuse to punish myself for mistakes. I refuse to punish myself for guilt or shortcomings. I refuse to punish myself for anything from the past. I forgive myself all past mistakes. I refuse to mentally obsess with worrying, ruminating, or catastrophizing. I refuse to endlessly second-guess myself. I refuse to repetitively scrutinize every detail of my life for errors and reasons to be self-critical. Rather, I embrace myself with compassion, empathy, unconditional love, respect, and self-love. I am an advancing soul, getting better and better every day in every way. I am healing. Toxic guilt is no longer mine. It was imposed upon me by the traumatic past. Now I pass it back to where it belongs, in the past. Feeling a normal positive emotion of guilt temporarily to fine-tune my compassion for the world around me does not mean I am guilt. Feeling guilty does not make me guilty. I defend myself from unfair criticism using my greater sense of personal power and assertiveness. Even when I am afraid, I refuse to let fear make my decisions. Whenever I make mistakes or inadvertently hurt others, I apologize and make amends without tearing myself down with toxic guilt. I refuse to apologize over and over again. This was the overcompensating old personality that was my past trauma, and it was imposed upon me. It is no longer mine. I pass it back to where it belongs. I am no longer a victim, but a victor. I refuse to accept unfair blame. I am an advancing soul that is getting better and better in every way, in every day. I am healing. I am increasing my love for myself and acceptance of who I am. I connect to the present moment in full awareness and in full love and recognition of myself. I love to breathe deeply and slowly. I love to flood my body with enough oxygen for healing and rejuvenating my soul through deep and conscious breathing. My in-breaths fill me. They fill me with positive energy for resilience, healing, strength, and relaxation. My out-breath flushes out the tensions. It flushes out the negativity, any negative tensions, any residual traumatic emotions. I fully embrace awareness and reject toxic disassociation and emotional flashbacks. These do not belong to me. They were imposed upon me by my traumatic past. Now I let them go. I let toxic disassociation go. I let toxic emotional flashbacks go. Wherever they cripple back in, I take a full deep breath in awareness and I short-circuit their cycle of negative emotions. I visualize myself instead in relaxation, in connecting with my inner soul, in reconnecting with my environment, with all my senses of sound, of touch, all to heal my soul. I am in total awareness and gratitude. I reject black and white thinking, which is a form of negative disassociation. I reject the narrow consciousness towards sources of threat. This is never mine. It was imposed upon me by my traumatic past. Now I release it into the past. I am totally free. I am an advancing soul that is getting better and better every day, and in every way I am healing. I embrace my life and I reject self-destructive behaviours. I embrace life and reject self-sabotaging behaviours, those behaviours of my past that may still be present in this moment. I embrace the steady progress I am making, and I reject toxic impatience. I refuse to reinforce the toxic comments of bullies, abusers, and critics from my early life. I send them back to where they have come from. They have come from my past. I send them back to the past. The toxic opinions of others no longer crush or overwhelm me. Those who matter don't mind my authentic self, and those who mind do not matter. What others think about me is none of my business. Rather, I focus on self-compassion and gratitude. I refuse to scare myself with negative thoughts and negative pictures from the past traumas. I embrace gratitude, faith, love, and appreciation. I reject homemade horror movies in my mind. I am a human being. I am who I am. I accept who I am. I am getting better and better every day. I am moving forward positively. I am healing. I see every single day now as an opportunity to experience life, to demonstrate my resilience, acceptance of myself, to love and self-care and show self-compassion. I am comfortable to move through the day without fear. I refuse to endorse the traumas and memories from the past. Whenever I feel my survival response is activated, I thank my mind for trying to protect me. Then I visualize myself in my favorite, beautiful place. As I regulate my breathing, I re-nurture my own mind without fear. I courageously ride out any anxious symptoms in my body without catastrophizing. I refuse to rush around. I will not hurry unless it's a true emergency. I have a relaxed mind and body. I am an advancing soul that's getting better and better every single day, in every single way. I am healing. I deserve everything that is good that life has to offer. I embrace abundance and let go of all the negativity from my past. I embrace the future possibilities. I am open to life and reject toxic closed-mindedness, which fear and apathy thrive in. I am motivated to fully heal and help heal others. I fully embrace peace of mind. I fully embrace my spirit, soul, and body. I attract into my life only positive relationships that are based on mutual respect, compassion, love, fairness, and mutual support. I make plenty of room in my life for self-care, for exercise, for beauty, nature, and other self-empowering and self-nurturing activities. I am an advancing soul that is getting better and better each and every day, in each and every way. I am healing. I increase my daily capacity to play, to have fun, to work and play. I embrace physical and mental wellness. I eat well daily, just enough to keep me going. I refuse to overeat or undereat in a self-destructive way. I fully embrace vitality and wellness. I treat my body with respect. I refuse to willingly put toxins into my body in a passive or subconscious self-destruction. I have a right to live fully. I have the right to be healthy. I have a right to be loved and love. I have the right to fulfill my ultimate destiny of happiness, wellness, and a greater sense of personal fulfillment. I am an advancing soul, getting better and better each and every day. I am healing. I have a right to be treated with dignity and respect. I have a right to say no to things that no longer belong to my future. I have a right to say no to other people's requests that are not in my best interests. I have the right to say no without guilt or fear or being triggered into emotional flashbacks. I have a right to refuse to be responsible for other people's problems. I have a right to reject any unsolicited advances. I have a right to change my mind or my plans without shame or fear. I have the right to make mistakes without feeling like a mistake in life. I have a right to negotiate with others for my right. I have a right to have rights. I have a right to have boundaries and limits. I have a right to have my own feelings, beliefs, goals, and preferences. I have a right to not always get it right. I have a right to waste my own time and not always be productive without plummeting into negative emotional flashbacks of shame or unworthiness. I have a right to ask others for help in a safe and acceptable way. I have a right to be helped and supported by compassionate others. I have a right to cry. I have a right to be angry. I can verbally ventilate what it is that's worrying me, if it's appropriate or naturally needed, without feeling guilty for it. I have a right to be happy. I have a right to be a human. I have a right to progress and be successful in my life. I have a right to have a future in spite of my past. I am an advancing soul that's getting better and better each and every day. All of these attributes and rights are my new operating commands. This is my new natural state. I am an advancing soul that's getting better and better every day and in every way. I am healing. I am a survivor. This is my new natural state. Now take a deep breath. Stand up from wherever you are seated and walk now to the bottom of the staircase. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. for you to return to full awakening awareness, feeling empowered and re-energized, feeling confident and in control. Together we'll take a step as each count. One, two, three, four, five, feeling rejuvenated, feeling energized, feeling in control. Six, seven, eight, nine, becoming fully aware of your immediate environment, and 10, eyes open, fully awake, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and confident.